Joining us now is Keenan Smith. He is a candidate for Kansas Senate District 25. The seat is currently held by Liberal Democrat Mary Ware. Keenan, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
John, thank you so much for having me, man.
It's a pleasure.
It's been one of the biggest experiences in my life to run for Kansas State Senate.
I've been there. In fact, that usually my first question is why? Why would you want to subject yourself to this? Because it's not easy. It's tough on your family. It's tough on you. And the attacks, if they haven't started already, they're gonna.
Oh, of course.
But why did you decide to run?
The compassion that I have just throughout my district, seeing the devastation that liberals have imposed on the constituents in my district, the lies, the consistent lies that everybody have going throughout Wichita and also in the state as well. I've had I have the pleasure of sitting amongst many liberals during my public service, and my public service duties, sitting on boards and doing different things like that and watching the initiatives of the Democratic Party. When people didn't know I was a Republican, right? They kind of was like champion Keenan. When they found out I was a Republican and I knew the truth, right? And I had to be in a reality for a moment and I had to take a minute and say one prayer. God, what would you like me to do? God said, hey, listen, if you don't get on this ballot in 2024, you're not mine. The things that are happening right now throughout our state, the way we're watching the Democrats, right? The way they've imposed certain things and changed language and changed the mindsets of people here throughout our district, right? It's just incredible.
Yeah, it's interesting. You speak a lot like Patrick Penn, who I think the two of you seem to have a lot of similar philosophies, and I've talked to Pat a lot. Another friend of mine, Willie Dove, who's also an African American legislator. Willie, I call him the Reverend Dove. He and I served together in the legislature.
Amen.
And I love Willie, but Willie, one of the things that he used to tell me a lot was how frustrated it would make him, like what you said, how Democrats would get mad at him, say he's not a real Republican. I think about the way Marvin Robinson was just treated by his Democrat colleagues.
May he rest in peace.
Yes, and how he was treated because of he voted his conscience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really curious, two things. First off, how has that been? I mean, do they look at you as a quote-unquote a traitor? And the other question is, I don't know if you saw how Barack Obama just spoke to an African-American audience.
Mm-hmm.
But my reaction, and again, I'm outside of the community, but it seemed to me like it was very much, I'm telling you how to vote. It almost seemed like they just assume, okay, it's every 4 years, you got to vote for us again, and then they ignore you for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. So I look at this like this. You know, generationally, I went through my standard time of getting knowledge and understanding what liberation really meant for the black culture here in the state of Kansas and also throughout America. I was actually the state director for Blexit, which is the outreach and also the knowledge portion of understanding American liberation, right? I led the state in it. Guess who actually championed me in getting out and creating outreach in those things? Black Republicans, right? They actually championed me, sent me to Washington, D.C., sent me to Washington State. Let me actually speak in front of crowds and actually making sure that we can understand different outreach moments here throughout Kansas. How I feel about it, I don't care how I feel. I have three black children here in the state of Kansas, and I want to set the standard for what we're really supposed to stand for. Here's the thing. When I see Patrick Penn advocating as a father, I see him fighting the good fight, right? I see him not crying, but also taking the bullets. I see him and his wife side by side taking the bullets.
Yeah, they do, for sure.
I see them. And whoever I do marry, because I do plan on getting married very soon. I haven't picked yet. I'm sorry about that. But here's the thing, right? I hope she has the same heart as Talia Penn. I sit there and I watch many people, right, throw stones. I watch it. I've been watching this for 6 years. I've seen these two people do amazing job with raising their children. I've seen a great job with them actually making sure that, you know, my path and other people's path before me, right, is actually spoken for. Most of the time, we've seen the black community actually be the people throwing the stones, but also they've never been the people that actually champion initiatives. But guess who did? Black Republicans. when it comes down to it, I'm not going to take the same approach as he does. You know, Patrick is a very well-known family man, conservative, patriot, right? Keenan's going to be a fire starter. I will set fire to every lie that they have here in the state of Kansas. I don't care. I'm young. I'm radical. I'm crazy. Let's do it.
Having been a bit of a bomb thrower myself, I can appreciate that. Trust me. So I know you've been outdoor knocking. I know you're doing the work that's necessary. What's the biggest issue facing voters in your district when you're outdoor knocking? What are you hearing from folks in the 25th?
Fire in Mary Ware.
Well, and, you know, Mary Ware is an interesting one because I'm somewhat familiar with her. And, you know, first thing I do when I have guests like you on is I look at their opponent.
Yes.
And, you know, she claims to be a pragmatist.
Lie.
But then, well, of course, because if you look even at her own bio, she describes herself as a, quote, social justice activist.
Lie.
She advocates gun control. She's very pro-abortion. Mm-hmm. Opposes, you know, even things like the local bans on single-use plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
So she's radical mm-hmm. positions, mm-hmm. and yet she claims to be pragmatic.
Here's the thing. You're problematic. Here's the truth, right? When I walk up to a door, I back up from a door, I see a mother, probably a single mother that lives in apartments off Harry. There's a young man that's on my campaign. He does a great job. He's one child out of eight children. Me sitting down talking to that single mother, right? And you know what the one problem she says she has? She says she has a safety problem with her children, right? It's not child care. It's not what is going to go on, right? It's a violence problem, right? If we don't advocate for the changes in our community with public safety, we're going to have a major problem later on. Right now, my opponent is saying, hey, let's expand Medicaid, right?
Yeah, that's not going to help with public safety.
Right. But you had nothing to say when I sat there and watched my opponent, right, say, let's expand on a program that does not even work for other states, but we can deliver with $7 billion in economic dollar here in Kansas. I said, well, I just want to ask you, where have you been in reality? On the south end of my district, you know what they tell me? We've never heard of her. We just see her signs. We've never heard of this person. Thank you for coming to my door as a politician. Thank you for actually fighting for my children. I take my 2-year-old door knocking with me. My 9-year-old son door knocks with me. And you know what they say? Hey, listen, I'm surprised a black man that's a Republican is actually knocking doors. I thought you had all types of money. I said, ma'am, you know what? I actually take on more of the antagonist role throughout this entire campaign to deliver for you. I'm your better choice. Can you please vote for me? You know what they say? Yes.
Well, and that's what I think it's going to take. Especially we have to broaden. It's one of the things that I think the Republican Party hasn't done a good enough job at is broadening our appeal to a broader base without compromising our principles. That's the key.
No. Let's say it for what it is. Let's come on, John. Say it for what it is. Let's hold ourselves accountable here. We're Republicans. Did we actually do a better job at how we actually create outreach programs here in Sedgwick County for black people?
Not enough, I don't think. No.
We haven't.
No. I think, and we're trying, it depends on the leadership at the party level. And I agree. I'm not making any announcements tonight.
Okay.
But I will tell you that there is going to be a slate that will step forward that I think will do an excellent job of trying to be more proactive in reaching out to groups like Sedgwick County Black Republicans, like the Kansas Black Republicans, that is trying to be more. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you have, well, look at the state party. Look at the way Mike Brown tried to, you know, kick the Black Republicans and the Hispanic Republicans and the college Republicans out of the executive committee leadership at the party level. You can't do that kind of nonsense and still be a big tent party.
Right.
But without compromising your principles.
I understand what the principles and values are as a Republican right now. Right. Here's the real task right here, right now. And, you know, this fight, that particular incident probably happened back in February, right?
Yeah. Towards the end of last year, early this year. Yeah.
We're in October. We're in one of the biggest fights of our lives. Here's what we need to do in Sedgwick County and be honest and be real with it. Right. This congressional campaign that they got, oh my God, this guy would never, ever, 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 ever beat Ron Estes.
No, Esau.
Okay.
No, never.
Let's be honest. Celeste will never beat Stephanie Wise.
Let's hope not.
This just won't happen, right? This just not going to happen. When it comes down to it, right, if we want a champion and somebody who really can make a difference in a district and flip a seat and fire Mary Ware, I'm your guy. And we need your help.
We do. Hold on. I'm going to take a quick break. When we, if you, you want to stick around through the break?
Oh, of course.
Okay. We'll stick around through the break and we'll come back, ask you some policy positions, some principal positions. We're talking with Keenan Smith, candidate for Kansas Senate District 25. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up today. And of course, while you're online, don't forget to like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, it's time now for another Hartman Truth Minute.
This is an opinion from a former judge, Keith M. Alber. I am a student of law whose age is 85. My first year of college was 68 years ago. One class I took was political science. A half page of my textbook essentially outlined a few steps to overturn a democracy. 1. Divide the nation philosophically. 2. Foment racial strife. 3. Cause distrust of police authority. 4. Swarm the nation's borders indiscriminately and unconstitutionally. 5. Engender the military strength to weaken it. 6. Overburden citizens with more unfair taxes. 7. Encourage civil rioting and discourage accountability for all crime. 8. Control all balloting. 9. Control all media. What was printed in 1954 as a possible diabolic nightmare has become an emerging reality. I hope that Americans will unite enough to pin a good finish.
With us still is Keenan Smith. He's a candidate for Kansas Senate District 25. Keenan, the House and Senate have, let's talk about some policy issues over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. They've done taxes, and I think there are a lot of us who are frustrated that we didn't get more tax relief. Had we been able to pass the original plan, right, I think we would have had considerable tax relief.
Right.
And your opponent, I guarantee, Mary, voted against the real tax package. What we ended up getting was a watered-down version.
Right.
What are your thoughts on the tax bills that had been suggested and what they ended up passing?
Some of the tax bills are completely packed with a lot of incentives, right? We need to be able to understand in the Kansas State Senate, right, that we need to be divisive just like the Democrats are and not take the direct approach to it. We need to stack our bills, set our initiatives, and hit key goals, right? You know, the Senate president, he's had a great leadership. He has a great run, him and Dan Hawkins in the House. We look at things. We need to be more transformative, right? You know, people are saying break the supermajority right now. They're saying break the supermajority because they actually did a good job, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I love the tax packages, but we need to like really gain some momentum and get key votes.
Yeah, well, in particular, I think people would love to see property tax relief, which
of course
there was hardly anything in there in this last, and that's really what Laura Kelly ended up cutting was the property tax relief because you know that she wouldn't come well for the quote unquote middle of the road she wouldn't come all. What do you think? You brought up incentives. What do you think about the Apex deal, that gave the $800 million to the Panasonic plant up in Johnson County, or the Chiefs Royals incentive package that they passed?
We should have been economically going after the Chiefs. We should have aggressively gave them whatever they needed to bring this thing all the way back to Kansas. Their name is the Kansas City Chiefs, right?
Well, I know there are Chiefs fans listening to this show that'll like that.
And I'm a Chiefs fan as well. Here's the thing. I wanted my team home, right? And we got them home, right? Here's the thing. The Panasonic deal was a plight, right? It's going to be a plight. People say all the time that, hey, listen, we need a better workforce here in Kansas. But what is the governor doing? She's selling off every bit of our dollar, right, to bring people here that we don't to make products, right, that we don't even use every day as Kansans. Let's think about this. If we are economically going to improve our workforce and we're going to be able to bring companies in, you know, to make a difference here in our state.
Right.
We need to do a better job than what the governor's doing.
We're talking with Keenan Smith, candidate for Kansas Senate District 25. Another issue that the House at one point passed, the Senate really hasn't taken this up on the floor. They've had some hearings, is marijuana legalization. What are your thoughts on either medical or recreational marijuana legalization?
I don't agree with legalizing it. What I will say is there are over 18,000 people throughout the state of Kansas right now. There are some of us actually sitting in our correctional facilities. The governor actually went to El Dorado and actually put, like, I think it was $150 million into a new facility just so she could be able to house a large percentage of that number. When a bill actually last year actually went in front of the Senate committee, it said there was 75 people only had simple marijuana possession cases, right? Here's the thing, guys, and I tell every Republican across the state of Kansas these things, right? When we look at these culture-built bills, right, we look at these bills that people are not really hearing and they really don't understand or who these things are really affecting, right? Right now, we're living in an emotional time. We do not need to give Laura Kelly more bullets. We need to go ahead and take the value right out of the marijuana market from the get-go and make sure that we're serving Kansans and doing the right thing. We need to decriminalize marijuana and start our own initiative to make sure that, you know, the governor doesn't have a bullet when it comes to making a new industry here.
When you talk about giving her bullets one way or the other, right now, one of the major issues the Democrats are running on nationwide and here in Kansas is abortion. Mm-hmm. They're trying to make that. I don't think it's as big an issue to voters as I think the Democrats want it to be. What's your position on life?
Here's the thing. I've always stood for life. You know, you can see me advocating 2 years, 3 years, and 4 years ago, just making sure that I was hard at it. You know, we had a soft decision to be able to make when it came down to life. We actually had a miscarriage, right? Me and my second kid's mom, we had a miscarriage, right? And she was like, Kenan, I can't carry the full term. This is very personal to me, by the way, but I would really want people to understand what I mean by this. I stood by her the entire time. And I said, hey, listen, I'm not going to do this. I don't think abortion is a choice. I don't think that we should be able to do these things. And I don't think we really want to do these things. Let's not make an emotional decision. Let's handle this. Let's be accountable for who we are. And if we're going to create a family, right, let's do it. Unfortunately, we had a miscarriage. You know, we had to go through those choices. You know, we had to go through some of those traumas and make things happen. But ever since then, I've always been a pro-life guy. I've stood out on Kellogg Media Days with Joseph and had the signs. I've actually went into the facility, right, when people didn't know who I was, just to be able to get my own insight on these situations. I really wanted to see what these monsters are capable of. I've done my homework when it comes to these people and the history of what's going on Kellogg. I look at it, and one thing about it is you can count on me as a legislator to never let a piece of legislation hit my desk that really even supports it.
What, as I mentioned when we talked about Mary Ware, she's been on the record. She's pretty much a strong advocate.
Yeah,
She's a strong advocate pro-abortion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is.
She is also a strong advocate for gun control.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed you've been endorsed by KSRA and NRA. What are your thoughts on the Second Amendment?
The second, I'm a 2-way crazy person. You can say if a Democrat, let me give them a great sound bite for this, right? When it comes down to protecting the people that I love in District 25, we live in one of the most violent districts in it throughout Kansas. It has the highest number for violence, death, and murders, right? And also homelessness. Here's the truth, right? It's not about having the right to carry a weapon. Right. It's about who are we protecting with these weapons. My sons are in my home. My daughter is in my home. It's not about can I carry the weapon anymore? Right. Let's turn the barrel to people who actually say we can't do this. This is our time to be able to make sure that people understand exactly what 2A is all about.
Well, and the other thing I try and point out to folks is the, you know, putting it like Mary Ware's idea to gun control laws. It's only affecting lawful gun owners. The criminals aren't going to say, oh, Mary passed a bill. I have to turn my guns in now. You know, the criminals don't listen. If they were criminals, they would be abiding by the law in the first place.
Exactly.
So passing a law isn't going to fix that problem.
No, it isn't. You know, back to public safety when we actually come down to
it. Good point.
When you actually go down to public safety and actually support law enforcement and the officers that are standing right there in front of you, Some of the people don't, what they don't understand is a part of the law enforcement budget on the state level is also given to technology. I've actually sat with the sheriff, the police chief, and we've actually had a conversation about what is going on Broadway in my district, right? And how technology can be implemented to save officers' lives. Here's where we have to go. If people don't remember anything else about this election, let's save our officers.
let's say, of our law enforcement. Let's make sure that these guys are equipped with the technology, right, throughout our state, at least, to be able to make sure that they can survive the night.
Yeah, and I think defund the police, Mary Ware, is probably not going to share that position. Keenan, thank you again for joining us tonight. If folks mm-hmm. want more information on your campaign, if they want to volunteer, or more importantly, if they want to donate, they can visit KeenanForKansas.com. That's KeenanForKansas.com, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right, brother. Best of luck. We wish you all the best. We need to flip that seat, my friend.
Let's do it.